to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This Love, Maroon 5 at 8 on 103.1 Trail Mix. WPFP Gray here with you. Morning show number 001, the first of many here on Trail Mix. It's going to be a fun time. Stay tuned. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. each weekday morning is currently the plan, but everything is subject to change because I haven't done my own morning show before. I've done pale comparisons of substituting for Joel here and there, but we're going to take a look at some birthdays, kind of in lieu. I'm definitely stealing ideas left and right, and feel free to accuse me of it. You'll probably be correct. Joel knows what he's doing, and I need to figure it out. So I'm going to talk about some birthdays here, too. We got to figure out whether I'll be part of that drawing that Joel does each Friday. Maybe I've got to start my own, but hey, if you've got a birthday and you know somebody you love, or maybe it's your birthday, somebody deserves a shout-out here on Trail Mix. Call us, 715-762-3221. We'll shout you out, give you, well, see, I was automatically going to talk about cake again, but we'll figure that out. I will definitely give you a shout out, maybe hit me up with a song request, something from the 80s and 90s, and now. Speaking of now, here's Wham! Wake Me Up Before You Go on Trail Mix.
Sometimes private, something ain't right. My best friend told me into a flame.
Hey, yeah.
My beats per minute have never been the same. Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. It makes me crazy when you act so cruel. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing, everything will be alright. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that. Wake me up before you go, go. Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight. I wanna hit that high. Yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home and stare. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss you when you hit that.
This is Trail Mix 103.1. We'll be right back.
want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave, that we made, wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
Alanis Morissette here on Trail Mix WPFP 103.1. Gray here in the WPFP studio, looking out over Highway 13, looking over the Credit Union here on the south end of Park Falls, having a great old time bringing you music from the 80s, 90s, and now. We're taking a look at some birthdays. If you have a local birthday or your own or an anniversary, I've spoken with Joel since he last heard from me. It sounds like, for now at least, we'll be entering you to win the same cake that is given away each Friday morning on WCQM. I'll announce the winner every Friday morning here on WPFP, since I'm still on after that drawing happens in the 8 o'clock hour on WCQM. I've said several times already, I don't want to step on Joel's toes, but I want people to get shout outs for their birthday, because everybody deserves that, even people who don't listen to 98Q, I should say. So taking a look at it. If today is your birthday, March 10th, happy birthday to you. You share it with a lot of celebrities, in fact, like Emily Osment from Hannah Montana and Spy Kids. She's 33 today. Rachel Reinert, singer from Gloriana, is 36. Olivia Wilde is 41. The actress has two children with Jason Sudeikis. You might know her from TV's House, The OC, The Change-Up, movies like Year One, Tron Legacy. She also directed Booksmart. Carrie Underwood is 42 today. Country and pop star, got her start on American Idol season 4. I remember, I think our family might have called in with the landline phone to vote for Carrie Underwood. John Hamm, 54 today, most famous perhaps for Mad Men, but also from Sucker Punch and Clear History, born in 1971. Prince Edward is 61, King Charles III's younger brother, Duke of Wessex and Forfar. 13th in line for the British crown. I don't know. I mean, 13th in line for what exactly? A seat in the spotlight, really, sure. But I don't think they make any policies. I think they sign laws, but they don't do the veto thing. Anyway, Rick Rubin, 62 years old, launched Def Jam from his dorm room in New York University. Since then, he's produced for Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Mick Jagger, Johnny Cash, everyone and their brother, really. Rick Rubin, born in 1963. Jasmine Guy is 63 years old, the actress. Sharon Stone is 67. Who else do we have here? Just a couple more for you. Barbara Sinatra, Frank Sinatra's fourth wife, and his widow was with him till his death what year was it that he died? Not listed here. She was formerly married to Zeppo Marx, and she passed in 2017. Last but not least, happy birthday, Chuck Norris. He's 85 years old, the action hero from Walker, Texas Ranger and the Missing in Action series. Chuck Norris is known to have counted to infinity twice. Also, death once had a near Chuck Norris experience. Chuck Norris, 85 years old today. You can call us 715-762-3221. Get birthdays in late. We'll still shout you out, enter you to win cake. Or you can text us through the Civic Media app. Download it. Find Trail Mix in the list of stations from the Civic Media Network. Just hit that text button. I'll keep an eye on the line and shout out those birthdays for you. And like I said, who doesn't want a little bit of cake? We got a look at the weather coming up before too long here. Just a few words from local sponsors. Up next on Trail Mix.
103.1 FM.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Please, please, please.
That's shady Brad Schimmel on his knees begging for money from billionaires like Elon Musk who want to buy Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
I have to crawl around begging people.
And the more Schimmel begs,
please, please, please,
the more they shell out because they know shady Brad Schimmel is for sale.
I have to crawl around begging people.
After all, Schimmel cut a crooked plea deal with a man caught with child pornography after his lawyer gave Schimmel thousands in campaign cash. What should have been a 25-year sentence was dropped to just 3 years for that sick predator. So it's no wonder Elon Musk wants Schimmel on the Supreme Court. He knows Schimmel won't block him as he slashes farm subsidies, goes after Social Security, and breaks promises.
I have to invest in knee pads.
Brad Schimmel, if you're listening, get up off your knees. You're embarrassing yourself. Paid for by the Justice Project.
Please, please, please.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Please, please, please.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry in to Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to report black bear den locations as part of its black bear litter and diet survey. I'll tell you more about the research and how you can participate when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Black Bear Den survey season is winding down, and the Wisconsin DNR is encouraging the public to submit any den locations they find across the Badger State in order to help with the ongoing bear research. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey is evaluating black bear reproductive rates in the state, and it's looking to improve the accuracy of the state's black bear population model. Researchers are investigating a connection between the consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. If you're afield and spot a black bear den, the DNR encourages you to maintain a safe distance of about 30 yards and report the following information. GPS coordinates, get a photo of the den, ideally showing it in relation to its surroundings, describe the site and surrounding area, and provide any information on bear activity near the site. For more information, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Black Bear Study. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 60 this afternoon, but the wind out of the southwest gusting to 20 to 30 here through the day. Tonight down to 18, we have a cold front that's going to come through. Tomorrow will be sunny, colder, not as windy, 37, but we'll be back into the 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I've been had, I would say.
That was Madonna here on Trail Mix with Like a Virgin. It was a check of the weather just before that. What a beautiful day shaping up yet again here in Park Falls. A string of them, it looks like, if you check the highs throughout the week, except for tomorrow, we'll have a dip down into the mid-30s, but back up almost to 50 again on Wednesday. Catch weather twice an hour every hour here on Trail Mix. We're going to get back to the music coming up soon, taking a look back at this day in history, talking about treaties and telephones, more of the 80s and 90s. And now here's the Lumineers with Ho Hey on 103.1.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed.
For Park Falls and Glidden, this is Trail Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1. For Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh,
Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It? Here on Trail Mix, following You Got It, New Kids on the Block, 80s, 90s, and now, all day, every day, here on WPFP, now with a little bit more of me. We're taking a look at this day in history here in the second half of the 8 o'clock hour, here with you until 10 today. Today's date, but make it 1848. That was the day the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was signed. It marked the end of the Mexican-American War. Basically, Mexico was soundly defeated, and peace negotiations began in September of 1847. The treaty was signed on this day in 48. It required that Mexico give up over half of its total territory. Seriously, the land gained by the U.S. at the time became all or part of nine states. Maybe you're from one of them or you've been there. California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, and the entire state of Texas, which at the time included parts of Kansas, but also Colorado, Wyoming, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. A couple decades later, 1876, one of the three great tests of the telephone occurred on March 10th of that year. Alexander Graham Bell spoke to his assistant, who was out of earshot, in another room, though in the same building. Bell spoke, saying, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." A bit of a famous phrase for inventions and, well, not necessarily American accomplishment. Bell himself said that it was invented in Canada, but made in the United States. Watson popped up, proved that device was functional. Later, they tested it the same year in August, recited some Shakespeare across town, and then finally, 8 miles was the first real long-distance call from Brantford, Ontario to Paris, Ontario. That was the third great test of the telephone. The first one happened on March 10th, today's date, of 1876. Brief look back at this day in history. Let's get to a look at the weather after a word from our sponsors, then a little bit of EWF coming up next on WPFP.
103.1 FM.
Please, please, please.
That's Shady Brad Schimmel on his knees begging for money from billionaires like Elon Musk, who want to buy Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
I have to crawl around begging people.
And the more Schimmel begs,
please, please, please,
the more they shell out because they know Shady Brad Schimmel is for sale.
I have to crawl around begging people.
After all, Schimmel cut a crooked plea deal with a man caught with child pornography after his lawyer gave Schimmel thousands in campaign cash. What should have been a 25-year sentence was dropped to just 3 years for that sick predator. So it's no wonder Elon Musk wants Schimmel on the Supreme Court. He knows Schimmel won't block him as he slashes farm subsidies, goes after Social Security, and breaks promises.
I have to invest in knee pads.
Brad Schimmel, if you're listening, get up off your knees. You're embarrassing yourself. Paid for by the Justice Project.
Please, please, please.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Please, please, please.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 60 this afternoon, but the wind out of the southwest gusting to 20 to 30 here through the day. Tonight down to 18, we have a cold front that's going to come through. Tomorrow will be sunny, colder, not as windy, 37, but we'll be back into the 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Love was changing the minds, but tonight, while chasing the clouds.
listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand.